I don't want to be pessimistic, but I posed this question to you or concern. Yesterday, we had a very good panel. All of them were great, but the one that I participated was on From Promises to Progress. And I can pose this to the climate change because I remember, I don't know, 20 years ago when I started public life, talking about the climate change. Today, we talk about the, not today in this session, but you know, these days we are talking about the climate change again. I remember in 2019 when, as a deputy prime minister, I was having meetings with all the Caribbean countries, and they were saying to me, for them, the climate change is not a matter of concern, it's just a matter of survival. And yet, I don't think if we are honest, if we do, you know, like an index of what was promised so many times on the climate change and what was actually achieved. So maybe it's about time that we don't promise thousands of promises, but actually we promise five and we keep to those five. And in this way, we will start regaining that public trust, because my fear is that with the populism, with the extremists rising all across Europe, talking just in Europe, but in other parts of the world, you know, with a strain on the economies, my fear is that the climate change issues, which are very deep, as I said, survival issues, will just stay on the agenda, which, you know, could be good to maintain it on the agenda, but the results, I fear, are not going to be delivered to the potential and to the need that need to be delivered. And Mr. President, I have just one concern. I'm not so sure that the electric cars are less polluted to the environment, if we are talking from the environment point of view, than any other type of car. And I remember, and this is not politics, it's science, that there are serious concerns, not just how you produce the batteries, but how do you store them when after their life. So that's it's been proven, at least those are the arguments of the science people, that they are much more dangerous to the environment than the nuclear waste, for example, where you need how to deal with it. Thank you.